Let's go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We are joined by ABC's News contributor and editor-in-chief of Investopedia, Caleb Silver, who's on the line. And Caleb, a big day today for those who watch the markets and the economy.
Absolutely. The Federal Reserve is going to make an announcement today around 2 p.m. about its intention to raise interest rates, not today, but in its potentially its next meeting in March. And we should expect 3, 4, maybe even 5 rate hikes this year. The Fed has to cool inflation and has been taking away the punch bowl from the economy now for a couple of months. We're going to see how much more they intend to do that and the pace of those rate hikes.
But in the meantime, you've got the International Monetary Fund saying that because of the Omicron-fueled surge in COVID cases, that their growth predictions have been stepped back.
Absolutely. We know growth is cooling, and growth has to cool. This is the other side of the V-shaped recovery. We went into a very quick, very deep recession, and then we powered out of it. We powered out of it because we had so much liquidity, so much government spending. We had the stimulus payments going out to U.S. households. We had interest rates down near 0%. That put a lot of the fuel into the stock market, because when interest rates are so low, investors need to find yield, and the yield has been in stocks. So that's why we had so many stock market records. If you hadn't noticed the past few weeks, stocks have really gone on a tumble here, been super volatile, because investors are anticipating these rate hikes. They know growth is slowing, and with interest rates rising, that changes the temperature in the stock market.
Yeah, with that kind of volatility, I mean, are investors getting out of the stock market? Are they selling off and parking their money elsewhere? Or is it just a question of looking for the right stocks that will actually conform to what the new reality might be with higher interest rates?
Yeah, we've seen this sector rotation. We know technology has been leading the stock market gains for the past, 10 years, and especially last year. We know the biggest tech stocks, I'm talking about Microsoft, Apple, Tesla, not a tech stock, but an EV stock, Netflix, et cetera. Those have been powering the market gains. In the last couple of months, we've seen this shift towards value stocks, towards energy stocks as oil prices have been rising, towards bank stocks, which do better in a rising environment. So you've already seen the rotation happen, and that's been pretty aggressive. The NASDAQ composite, which holds a lot of those tech stocks, is in a correction, down more than 10% from recent highs. The S&P 500 down about 8.6%. So you've already seen that happen. That said, retail investors, especially in the past couple of days, I'm talking about you, me, your listeners, we have been willing to buy these dips in the market, and a lot of the buying that's happened late in these sessions the last couple of days has been retail investors buying what they think are bargains.
Mm-hmm. Blue light specials, so to speak, as the price goes down. You know, green light specials, yeah, go. But when you're talking about, investing and how the markets are doing, is it reflecting any of these supply chain issues, which have been so difficult for the market to absorb, and it's showing up at the retail level?
Yeah, definitely in some cases you're seeing that, and you're seeing it in sectors that are really impacted by the supply chain. They all are, but if you look at, let's just say, the auto industry, we still have this microchip shortage, and it's taking months to get chips off the line into the auto manufacturers to make cars. Our cars require a lot of chips right now. Car sales have been a little bit muted, and if you hadn't noticed, car prices are sky high right now because they just don't have enough inventory. So you're seeing it bleed into the economy in that respect. But investors are always betting on the future, right? So they know inflation is here right now. They know we've been through a big bout of inflation, but they do anticipate it coming down. Investors are looking out six, 12 months. They see inflation cooling because rates are rising, but also we can't stay at these high levels of inflation forever. This is a result of all the demand we had coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, the inflation is sure a sore spot when you're talking about, people who have seen basically whatever salary increases they might have had just erased because of the inflationary effects on their spending. And then you've also got this tightening situation in the Ukraine, where there are both sides, Russia's president trying to, it sounds like, push the world to the edge of war, and whether or not that happens. I mean, that could have just another huge impact on where our money is going.
Absolutely. And now it doesn't affect U.S. consumers or investors right at the face of it, but it is a disruption in the energy market. Of course, war and the potential for war is obviously on everybody's mind, and that makes things uncertain. But it could affect the energy market and disrupt that, which would make the supply chain issues even worse. We've already seen heating spikes, heating oil spikes, gas utility spikes, obviously gasoline at the pump spikes, not necessarily because of this, but it could lead to more of that. And when you have that type of uncertainty, when you have that type of a geopolitical event that could upend things, that adds just another layer of things that make it unclear for the investors to see the future. Uncertainty and the inability to see the future is kryptonite for investors, which is why you've seen so much volatility in the past 3 days.
All right, it's the enemy of those investing. All right, Caleb Silver, ABC News contributor and editor-in-chief of Investopedia, thank you for joining us this morning, offering your insight on what's going on in terms of the economy and investments. Thank you.
Thank you.